USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans are reacting to the news that Kyle Rittenhouse has been cleared of double homicide and other charges at his trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. One of them who's commenting is the girlfriend of one of the men he killed.
I am, like I said, not surprised at what happened here today, but I am heartbroken.
That's Hannah Giddings, Anthony Hoover's girlfriend. She says she has a big problem with the system, and she says it's telling her that, quote, no one has to answer for his death. She stressed that she doesn't want to see any more division, though.
No more division between us. Focus on the common goal here.
How would you like to own a first edition copy of the U.S. Constitution? A New York man just purchased one at an auction for $43 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels. In the Midwest and later the Upper Northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays. The IRS says almost all of the money it has seized through their criminal investigations unit over the past fiscal year was cryptocurrency, the unit recovering $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year. That amounts to 93% of all its overall seizures. The Bureau is saying it expects it'll seize even more crypto next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's President Biden's 79th birthday, and on the eve of it, he had his annual physical, and the White House says he passed it, being deemed healthy and fit to execute his duties. Dr. Kevin O'Connor determining that Biden's in overall good health after Biden visited Walter Reed Medical Center for a colonoscopy and otherwise routine checkup. In a six-page summary of the president's annual physical, O'Connor noted that Biden's frequent throat clearing, which he attributed to a digestive disorder, is nothing to be concerned about, and he also mentioned spinal arthritis, which has contributed to a stiffer gait when President Biden walks. Democrats celebrating House passage of a $1.7 trillion social spending bill, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while calling the bill monumental, concedes it has an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate. Is back for a second year in a row, the weather phenomenon. It's getting stronger, in fact, in the Pacific Ocean. And NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says there's now a 90% chance of La Nina sticking around through February. That 90% chance does drop down to about 50% come March, April, and May. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington will have a wetter winter than usual because of La Nina, while Southern California will probably see below average rainfall. Climate scientists say Northern California falls in between, so that's harder to predict. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.